Hello, my dearest tribe of Gaia. This is Solara Anra, Warrior of the Light. I'm broadcasting from New York today, from Shekinah Temple, where I am sometimes drawn to come, particularly because of the huge crystal beds which underlie the temple, which is in its formation stage. Our show today is about star being chambers of light. These are amazing tools to use in the new age. They're tools that have been gifted to us from various star beings. And I'm going to be joined in a minute by the wonderful Anrita Melchizedek, and she's going to teach us loads, including myself, about chambers of light. I'll explain how I have used them so far. I came across the concept from Amora Kuan Yin's book, the Pleiadian Workbook. And at the time, I had made a connection with the Pleiadians, and they'd given me the titles of two new Pleiadian courses that I was to teach. I had absolutely no idea how I was going to teach these. And I'd had that Pleiadian workbook for a long time. I'd looked at bits of it, but it didn't seem like the kind of book where I actually wanted to work through the exercises one by one. I resonated with some of the stuff, and I didn't resonate with other stuff in it. And at this point, my guide said, there are certain tools that she has brought through in that book, which are crucial for your teaching of your two new courses. And they showed me how to scan through a book and to see energetically where there were particular sentences or paragraphs or pages or chapters that were relevant to me. And even then, when I read them and saw how she was teaching them, I mean, I think she has brought through the most wonderful work. Don't get me wrong. I'm not criticizing anything in her work or her book. I'm simply saying that for me and my teaching, firstly, I didn't feel in integrity just teaching something that somebody else was teaching. I felt that it had to come from myself and from my guides. But there were certain things in that book that were key, and one of them was the chambers of light. As soon as I started teaching these in that course, I automatically made them my own because there were other beings that wished to come in within the creation of these chambers of light. And everybody benefited hugely from using these. And more recently, the most amazing effect that I've had from Chambers of Light, I was reminded by my friend Krialora, who runs the Shekinah Temple in New York, that in order to cope with long flights and jet lag and changing over from north to south hemispheres, etc., that one can put oneself in a Pleiadian chamber of no space, no time. And this has the most remarkable effect if you actually manage to keep your focus long enough to install it around yourself and around the plane. So I've had it doesn't work every single time, 100%, but I've had some instances where I've been on a very long flight and the procedure, as Krialora taught it to me, was to first call a column of bright white light to myself, and then to call a column of bright white light around and through every single other passenger, and then to surround the entire plane, the aircraft, in a beautiful golden bubble of energy, and then to call the emissaries, the Pleiadian emissaries of light, to place me in a no time, no space chamber. And I was on one 12-hour flight where I literally seemed to go semi-conscious. I ignored all meals, drinks, food. I never got up to go to the toilet. I just sat there in this kind of meditative position, which must have looked very weird to everyone around me, with a perfectly straight back. And I just sat there for 12 hours and then heard the announcement that we were landing. So that was quite remarkable, because usually I can't sleep, I can't sit still, I get up all the time, I eat too much. And so that was probably the most phenomenal success I've ever had at using the grid-like energy of the particular matrix that you're invoking. So at this point, I am going to welcome Anrita Melchizedek, who I'm so thrilled is with me on the show, because she's much more of an expert, and she teaches Pleiadian, Arcturian, Sirian, all sorts of chambers of light. And in fact, today she's going to gift us with how to invoke a birthday chamber of light, because it was her birthday yesterday. And that just sounds the most incredibly fun and wonderful thing to learn for all of us. So welcome, Anrita Melchizedek. Are you there, Anrita?
Hello. Yes, Anrita. I'm here. Yes.
I'm thrilled to have you on the show today. And from all of us, we are now streaming a belated happy birthday through space and time to you now.
Oh, gosh. Thank you very much. Well, I had a super, super birthday. And actually leading up to it, I was thinking what would be very nice to do is a birthday invocation.
Yes.
So I put together a beautiful birthday invocation, and it fits together beautifully with our theme of what we're doing today on our show of chambers of light, because it works within a birthing chamber of light. And I thought it might be quite nice to read it and
that
to experience it
wonderful.
Through this beautiful birthday invocation.
Wonderful. Let's have it. Hello. Anrita, are you still there? Hello, Anrita, are you with us?
Hello?
Hello, Anrita. I lost you for a while there.
I think we lost you.
Okay.
Yes, there seems to be a slight problem with your connection, but hopefully everything will be okay now. So let me read this beautiful invocation for us.
Fantastic. Anrita?
Yes, I'm just organizing myself here.
Okay.
On the sacred day, celebrating this day of birth on earth, I acknowledge myself and wish myself happy birthday. And I ask to be placed in a birthing chamber of light.
I cannot hear anything again. We seem to be experiencing difficulties. So I'm just asking Doug from the BBS radio if you can hear me at the moment. Yes, you can hear me at the moment. I will go ahead, I think, with a channeling while we're waiting to get Anrita back. Now, firstly, I want to say I only heard the beginning of Anrita's birthday invocation, which is an invocation to yourself on your birthday. And I think it's the most wonderful idea. I was getting chills because I know for myself, I used to be very sensitive about my birthdays, and I always wanted a huge fuss, and I had a whole lot of rules that I thought had to be kept to, because I felt like the birthday person, whether it was me or someone else in my family, should be woken up first thing in the morning with a cake and singing and presents and be spoilt. And I don't know where it came from. I don't know whether I never got enough attention when I was young on my birthday, but as an adult, I always made it a really big deal, and I've chilled out considerably as I've got older when you make more less fuss about your birthday. But I love the idea of making a sacred invocation to yourself on your birthday, wishing yourself a happy birth on Earth Day. I'll just check. Anrita, have we got you back yet? No, I still can't hear her. So I'm going to go ahead and I'm going to ground myself now. You can do this with me if you like. When I channel in groups, I get everybody to center themselves at the same time as me. So I'll do that now. Just say out loud, I call light to myself now, so that you place yourself in vertical connection. Light streaming through your body and aura and illuminating Gaia below you. Expand your energy body now, pushing your aura out to 3 feet on all sides, so that your aura is light and bright and fully charged. And now center yourself in your belly, in Svadhisthana, and send a grounding cord down into the core crystal, saying, I ground myself into the heart of Gaia now. And stay in this place now, very grounded, very centered, and vertically connected with the source above and Gaia below, as you receive the words of the Councils of Light. I ask for the highest guidance possible to flow through me now, with whatever you choose to share about chambers of light and how we may use them.
First of all, dear ones, we would like to explain the concept of chambers of light. The word chamber means a small room or space, does it not? And in Atlantean times, there were actual chambers made for the purpose of re-energizing, initiating, or balancing one who entered the temple and chamber in question. These were spaces in which one received some energetic transmission. We could compare this to you receiving healing, except that in this case, the healing was not received from another person within that chamber, but simply from the energy grid which existed in that space. The chambers of light are such as these, except that a chamber is not required in order to benefit from the energy transmission which is given. The grid-like chamber is imbued with the particular frequency which is needed, so that if it is a chamber of integration which is called for, which indeed is called for by Solara Anra's tribe, who have just visited the sacred land of Egypt, they are all in their integration period. When there have been great rememberings of past lives, of old gifts, and when there have been great healings and shifts of energy within you, both physical and emotional, then it is of great benefit for you to be placed in a chamber of integration, so that all that has shifted and lifted within you may come into perfect balance once more. Solara Anra is more familiar with asking for these chambers from her Pleiadian friends, as they are so close to her, and in fact, she has rememberings of being in these chambers on the star system of the Pleiades and on Alcyone, the central star itself. But there is essentially only the difference in the actual energy and skills of the different star nations in the chambers of light that one may ask to receive. The Syrian Brotherhood of Light are experts in sacred geometry, and the chambers of light which they gift are filled with this sacred geometry. Lines of light which are far more than a simple grid of energy in which you are placed, but wonderful geometric spirals and forms which shift and move through the chamber as you are placed therein. And guess what, our dear star brothers and sisters? All that is truly necessary for you to receive one of these is for you to ask, and for you to trust that it will be given, and that it is so. It is good to prepare yourselves, certainly. It is good for you to clear and focus yourself, and perhaps to lie down if you wish to be in it for a longer period of time. And we believe that our star sister Anrita is with us now, and we would like to hear her words. Namaste. Is this correct, Anrita? Are you with us?
Yes, that was beautiful, absolutely beautiful, Solara, and such a wonderful way for the Pleiadians to describe these beautiful chambers of light. So let me try that again.
Excellent. Okay. I actually had my eyes closed, so I hadn't read the message that you were with us. They just said to me, that one over there, we can see her. She can talk now.
Oh, how lovely, lovely. Thank you.
Excellent.
Okay. On the sacred Earth Day, celebrating the day of my birth on Earth, I acknowledge myself and wish myself happy birthday. I now ask to be placed in the birthing chamber of light, to consciously re-experience my physical birthing on earth. I am now placed in a three-dimensional, rectangular, multicolored grid of light, overlighted by my I Am presence and all the beings of light from on high that I personally acknowledge. My master guide, my friends, family, star and soul family of the light. And now, through the appropriate planetary and cosmic configurations of light, and surrounded by my family of the light, as well as the dolphins and whales, Mother Earth, and my I Am presence, I re-experience this sacred birthday through streams of divine light, in sonic vibrations of light, color, and vibrational frequencies, bringing in the essence of love, joy, and appreciation of myself and my gifts, knowing that I am here with a purpose and passion. And I take on again these key codes of light, our potentiality, creativity, self-appreciation, and self-love, and all other divine qualities I wish to integrate in this now, anchoring and activating them through my body, energy field, and hologram. And now into Mother Earth and into the unity grid of light. I now merge with my I Am prism, taking on the I Am avatar blueprint of light. I recognize I am here to be of service to all life, in love and joy, abundance and harmony. In this sacred space, I acknowledge I am connected to all life. I am one with all life. I am a sacred master being, a divine loving being, worthy of loving and being loved. I am unique and special with my gifts and puzzle pieces. I manifest all that I need as a co-creator to the company of heaven, and bring my creation into my reality in this now, as a birthday gift to myself. On this special day, I truly acknowledge my preciousness and wish myself happy birthday.
Great. I think that's absolutely wonderful. I am going to get the words of that. And I'm going to put every single friend or person that I'm with who has a birthday in that chamber.
Thank you. Yes, I just thought it's just such a lovely one. You know, we all have birthdays all the time, and it's just such a lovely thing to receive, which is one of the reasons why I think we all love birthdays so much. So just the experience of going into that and really just birthing as your multidimensional self, surrounded by the entire company of heaven and, of course, all your earthly friends and family. It's just such a beautiful experience.
So did you do that yesterday with friends and family?
Yes, I did. And I received many, many beautiful birthday wishes on Facebook too.
So yes.
That was really lovely. It was just lovely to tune into people. And it was feeling yourself on that unity grid, because really connected to the energy of so many people sending you so many good wishes. So it was a very, very lovely day for me. And I feel that certainly every day should be like that for all of us. So I might be listening to that birthday invocation on a regular basis too.
Yes, definitely. Now, Enrita, can you tell us how you came to use the Chambers of Light and how you got the information about different star beings and different chambers of light, how you perceive the chambers of light from other star beings to be different than the Pleiadian ones?
Well, I think many years ago I was reading a workbook that suggested the concept of a chamber of light, and I brought that in and really experienced and sensed a three-dimensional rectangular grid of light, and I can't actually even remember what the chamber of light was on, but it made me realize the power of working within chambers of light with particular core groups of light beings. And primarily, I think that chamber of light was brought in by the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. And following that, I put together several programs, and one of them was called Return to Original Innocence. And that program is working with the energy of the rays, but also connecting with many different star beings and groups within that, such as the Arcturians and the Andromedans and the, I'm trying to think, the Sirians, of course, and then, of course, there were also the Lyrans there. They were...
And was this a course of yours or a course of somebody else's, the one called Return to Original Innocence?
It was actually a course that I put together, that a program of 12 guided visualizations that were given to me to write about, based quite a bit on an understanding of the rays through the Kabbalah, through the Tree of Life and through Jacob's Ladder, as well as working with primarily the Christed ETs, with these incredible beings of light, such as the Arcturians and Andromedans, as I've mentioned, the Sirians and the Pleiadians. And
yes.
From that, actually, I realized I put together a lot of different chambers of light. So what I did is I actually just put together an e-book called Chambers of Light, based on some of those chambers of light. And what I can do is take us through a couple of them, just to give a sense of the different chambers, of the different beings.
I would really love that, yes. I would love to experience a couple of the different star being chambers of light, you know, as you've brought them through. It would thrill me.
Wonderful. Well, we can do one with the Andromedans and one with the Sirians and one with the Arcturians and one with the Pleiadians.
Excellent.
So we can really get a deeper sense of that. Okay. All right. So if you were doing the chambers of light yourself, what would be nice, and you also brought that up in the channeling, is to take some time, possibly even up to half an hour, lying in this grid and just focusing on whatever that chamber of light may be. And you can sit comfortably or you can lie down, just getting yourself in this really sacred and relaxed space. And the chambers of light primarily work from a spiritual or mental or emotional perspective, and what they're doing is that they're actually just assisting us to activate the DNA and to absorb more light into the body and allow for the subatomic particles in the body to spin faster in light, whether we're clearing, whether we're integrating, whether we're working on whatever level that we are using through the chambers of light. So what I'm going to bring in here is actually called a Metatronic Science Chamber of Light, something a little bit different. This chamber of light is brought in by the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light. And in this light chamber, you are downloaded with the most appropriate discipline to further your spiritual advancement. So what you can expect is that your hologram and energy body will be remodulated with the most appropriate light packets of information relative to your service work. So let's get ourselves started now. We request that the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light bring in a Metatronic Science Chamber of Light. Just feel and sense this chamber of light being brought in now by the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the light. aligning you into your original divine eight-star blueprint in streams of light that will take you into a deeper level of your service work through the most appropriate discipline to further your spiritual advancement. Now we'll bring in a sacred geometry reconfiguration chamber of light. This chamber of light is brought in by the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. Within this light chamber, you will merge with your past, present, and future higher selves of the light. We will assist you in activating your DNA and reconfiguring any remaining parts of your three-dimensional self that need to be lifted into this higher dimensional frequency of life. Feel or sense now the sacred geometry reconfiguration chamber of light coming in. You feel you are merging now with the most incredible beings of life. You are now appearing before you one at a time. These are your past, your present, and future higher selves of the light. And they are sending you their love, their light, their wisdom, and their experiences as they merge with you now. Just open to receiving this love and sending it back now to your higher selves of the light. Feel yourself becoming lighter as the molecular structure is changing to permanently anchor the frequencies of this higher light within your body, energy field, and hologram. Subatomic particles within the body are spinning faster in this increased light. And you feel cosmic waves of love cocooning you as potentially you experience yourself as your higher self of the light, different times in your existence. Now you also see or sense sacred geometric patterns and shapes of the most amazing colors all around you, and hear the most beautiful music personal to your frequency. Do two more. There's a cosmic karmic clearing chamber of light. This chamber of light is brought in by the Brotherhood of the Light on Orion. In this light chamber, you're being offered an opportunity to clear any cosmic karmic patterns you may have through other planets and stars. now call upon the Brotherhood of the Light to bring in this cosmic karma clearing chamber of light. As this occurs, you may see before you your galactic history. And any cosmic karmic patterns that you may need to clear from a galactic perspective. As the veils of illusion are lifted, you see yourself on different planets and stars, in this galaxy or another, and you just release these memories that you have brought with you from your cosmic heritage, and which you have chosen to experience and perpetuate a duality consciousness. As you experience, cosmic karmic cords are released. You may feel and experience an aliveness and gentleness within each cell and molecule in your body. Scrolls of light, the myriad of sacred geometric patterns and key codes, also enter the third eye, bringing a clarity and knowing of your divine heritage. Now we'll call in Akashic Record Synthesis Chamber of Light. This chamber of light is brought in by the Pleiadian emissaries of the light. Call now upon the Pleiadian emissaries of the light to bring in an Akashic Record Synthesis Chamber of Light. In this light chamber, which is usually only experienced in the interlife when you pass over, in order to review your life lessons and perceive challenges, you will be given an opportunity to clear any karmic issues you may no longer need to experience. The Akashic Record Synthesis Chamber of Life, so it allows you to experience the feelings of others as well as parallel realities. Following this, you are given the opportunity to step beyond the veils of illusions and experience the highest light of who you are and have previously been in these parallel realities. And now you may initially experience events or perceived traumas in this lifetime that you may still need to clear or work with on the earth plane. As these holographic images are presented to you, you clearly see and feel the feelings of others that you may have had some issues with in this lifetime. And now as you continue to look at this screen, to send these images, you are presented with parallel realities in which similar scenarios have presented themselves, often with many of the same people or situations. Now you have the possibility to sense or experience parallel realities in which you achieve self-mastery, in which you center. Great.
Wow. We have been blasted with lots of totally different things there. I love the one, with the I love the one with the colors and the sounds. Which one was that, Anrita? The colors and the music coming through.
From the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light. The sacred geometry reconfiguration chamber of light.
So I want to know, did you, you know, channel the information about which star beings were good for which chambers? In other words, it was the Syrians that were good for doing that type of chamber, or is it a case of if someone has an affinity with a particular star race, that they would usually call on that star race? How do you see it?
Well, actually, I think you could probably open just about any chamber of light with any core group of light beings or star beings. I think when I was putting together this program, I was focusing on a particular core group, whether it was the Syrians or the Andromedans or the Arcturians and so on. And so what I was doing is tuning into that energy at what was appropriate for my writings. So they were bringing through that information relative to what we were putting together in the program. But equally, I imagine, you know, many of these chambers of light could be used on different levels or brought in by different core groups. Although, of course, each core group or of star beings, they have slightly specialized fields. You know, the sacred geometry reconfiguration chamber of light is something that would really be related to the Syrian Archangelic League of the Light because they work a lot with sacred geometry and with sound and color, and also in the energy system that I use, the energy of your higher self of the light impulses you through the etheric of Sirius. So that is one that absolutely, you know, you could call upon the Pleiadians for that, but it wouldn't have quite the same effect.
No.
You know, a lot of the, for example, some brought in by the Melchizedek Brotherhood are based more on Metatronic science and, you know, understanding of higher mind teachings. And that is just a core group that would include many of the star beings. But that would be their speciality to take you through a galactic perspective or clearing star lineage rather than just working on an earthly level, for example. But certainly, you know, if you want to call in a recalibration chamber of light, an empowerment chamber of light, there are many core groups that you could work with for that, depending on, you know, if you feel comfortable calling in Nocturians. And we can do that now as just as a matter of interest. Let's just call in an empowerment chamber of light and do that with, in fact, a recalibration chamber of light, because that's quite a nice one. That's just clearing on all levels. And let's just hold it for a minute with the Pleiadians, the Syrians, and then Nocturians.
Excellent.
The Andromedans. And you can then get a sense of, you know, the different energies brought in if you're sensitive to that, or you would feel at least something different or get a different sense of colors or images based on which core group that you're working with. So we can do that now very briefly, and we can start with calling in firstly the Pleiadian emissaries of the light to bring in a recalibration chamber of light. And that is just a chamber of light that will come through the three-dimensional rectangular colored laser grid of light into the cells, into the body and energy field, just clearing out old issues and patterns and what needs to be cleared in it now. taking us to a deeper level of wholeness and balance, harmony, and feeling and sensing the energies of life from on high. Call now upon the Pleiadian energies of life for this recalibration chamber of life. Now as we hold that energy and give thanks to the Pleiadian energies of life, we call upon the Syrian Archangelic League of the Life to bring in the recalibration chamber of life. You'll feel this possibly a little more sharper or intensely. You're going into the cellular level and really starting to move into expanding that sense of light at a cellular level. Feeling the atoms and subatomic particles spinning in increased frequencies of light. You may get a deeper sense of sacred geometry or sounds or colors, high-pitched frequencies. Now we call upon the Arcturian emissaries of life to bring in a recalibration chamber of life. Just feel or sense this energy. Arcturians work a lot with different healing chambers of life and are highly evolved from a technological perspective. What they're bringing in now is also clearing the chakras, the nadi, really moving into those places that need healing and love, while bringing in these frequencies of life from our Arcturian spectrum frequency of life. Lastly now, let's call upon the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the life to bring in this recalibration chamber of life. Again, just feel a sense of expansion now through this chamber of life brought in by the Andromedan intergalactic beings of the life. You are taken more into a deeper sense of your own multidimensional cosmic self, standing in a greater frequency of increased life. Now gently come back into your sacred space, grounding into the energy of Mother Earth.
That was the most fantastic thing to do. I think that's exactly what I needed to understand it better, because asking for the same chamber of light from the different star beings really answered my questions in an experiential way. It was amazing, because when I'm affected on an energy level, my body moves. That's how I know if I'm receiving something or having healing. And my body did something completely different with the different frequencies that came through the different star beings. But thank you so much, Anarita. That was absolutely brilliant. And my guides are saying, some of you don't understand what we were doing on the show. The one thing that you could do is get that ebook from Anarita on the Chambers of Light. There's also information on Chambers of Light from Amora Kuan Yin in her Pleiadian workbook and others. And they're also saying that some of you from your heads are just not understanding how this process is working. And in very simple terms, the way it works is these star beings that you're calling upon are creating an area which encompasses your physical body and your aura around you. And Rita describes it as rectangular. I have always visualized it as more like an egg shape, I guess, something without straight edges. And I think it can be either way, but in essence what it is it's as if there is a chamber surrounding your body and your aura that holds a grid of that energy which causes you to rebalance or recalibrate or receive information from the Akashic records. It comes because you're asking for it. The star beings and ascended masters and our guides can't help us unless we ask. And this is a way of receiving healing and higher frequencies and recalibration from the star beings in the form of a chamber. So their energy is placed into that chamber for that particular purpose. So one of the most important things is that you must be clear about the nature of the chamber of light that you're asking for, about what that means. If you don't understand what recalibration means, it's going to make a difference. You need to know what it is that you're asking for, the purpose of it, and then trust when you ask for it that it will come and be there. And do whatever feels right to you so that you feel safe and you're preparing yourself for a healing session almost. So you might even make a ceremony out of it and wear white, you know, change your clothes, shower, prepare yourself. If you're going to be lying down, have a nice blanket, a pillow under your knees so that your body's not locked, and set a certain period of time so you can ask the star beings, I would like this chamber for 20 minutes, for half an hour. Or you can even do it when you're going to bed at night. You can ask for a chamber of light and you can ask for it to be complete after a certain amount of time, and then you can go to sleep. And they will just keep that energy with you for that amount of time. Also, before you invoke them and the chamber of light, you can ask for connection with your higher self. You can ask your guides to be present. You can call upon the angels to be there, etc., so that you set the scene as such and receive whatever it is that that chamber of light is designed to give you. My greatest love and blessings to you, Henrietta, for your divine knowledge and your service and for being with me on my show today. Thank you so, so much.
Thank you. Thank you, Solara. It's been wonderful to connect with you. And I understand that you're in New York at the moment.
Yes, I'm in New York. I am readjusting my energies and coming back into balance after Egypt. We had an absolutely crazy time in Egypt. 33 light tribe going around activating ourselves in the temples of ancient Egypt. It was absolutely surreal, and all the feedback that I've got from the people that came with me, just amazing, wonderful, healing, this, that, and that, and nearly all of them, and tiring. So it was completely exhausting. So I'm catching my breath here in New York at Shekinah. I'm also doing some meditations here. We had a meditation night on Sunday night, and then I'm going to be here for the next one this coming Sunday night. Kreala Ra is going to lead the meditation, and I'm going to do some channeling. So do come along if you're near the area, after which I'll be in Sedona and then California and then Mexico. I'm going to be in Palenque for the spring equinox. I'm about to put up something about that because I would love everyone who is drawn to come. It's a very important spring equinox to be with me. And there will also be a spring equinox celebration here at Shekinah. It will be the official opening of the downstairs space, which is the main temple space, which will be ready by then. So it's all very, very exciting.
Oh, wonderful. So, how lovely to be such a world traveler.
Yes. It's wonderful and can be quite challenging at times as well, but I regret none of it. So, my dearest tribe, thank you so much for being with Anrita and myself today. Both of us stream our loving energy towards you now. I can feel your light energy, and I can tell that some of you are planning to do a chamber of light at bedtime tonight, and whenever, whatever time that might be, wherever you are, and I'm going to join you with that. I'm going to do an integration chamber of light. So my greatest love, and Rita's show is next week at the same time, and the week after that I'll be with you again. My greatest love. Namaste.